Me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer court. Take me past the outer court into your holy place, past your brazen altar. Oh Lord, I want to see your face. Take me past the crowds of people and the priests that sing your praise. For I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. In the outer courts, in the outer courts, I'm justified. In the holy place, made clean. In the holy of holies, is the Holy Ghost himself, the mighty presence of Jehovah. And I, a prisoner of love, Lord, help me so you can rise in me, a capstone of love, and take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Sing that again. Take me into the holy. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Lord, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, my lips here. Sing it one more time with no music. Take me into the holiest of holies. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Just take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Amen. Let's give the Lord a round of applause, saints. Amen. Amen. Won't you sing that song, Holy Spirit, rain down, amen. Would you like him to rain down tonight, amen? Amen. And Holy Spirit, rain down. Oh, rain down. Oh, Comforter and Friend. Oh, how we need your touch again. Oh, Holy Spirit, your power, let your power fall, let your voice be heard, come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down, Lord, rain down. Oh, Holy Spirit, Jesus, yeah, oh yes, rain down. You're my comforter, Lord. Oh, comforter and friend. We need your touch, Lord. How we need your touch again. Oh yes, and Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down, Lord Jesus, rain. Let your power fall. Just let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our heart as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord, rain, rain. Our eyes have seen, oh, and our eyes have seen, and our ears have heard. Yes, we have known what God has in store. So open up heaven, open it wide over this church, Lord, and over our lives. Oh, we need you, Lord, to rain down. You're my comforter, Lord. Oh, comforter and friend. Oh, how we need your touch again. Oh, Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down, Lord Jesus, rain down. Let your power fall. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, oh yes, saints. Amen. Isn't he worthy of praise? Amen. We do have a testimony and prayer request here. Just a reminder that we will be having a prayer this Friday at 7:30, and then on Sunday we'll be having Sunday school at 9 and then regular service at 10:30. So all those who can make that will be really appreciated. Amen. Now, first off, a testimony here from Sister Julia. Says, one of our kittens fell on her head and damaged her neck, which couldn't move very well, and it was tilted off to the side and upward, and we prayed for her, and the Lord healed her. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. 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 Amen.
You have one prayer request here from Brother Ty. Amen. It says, yesterday at my game, I got hit with the ball on my back. I just want to pray that the Lord will heal me. Amen. So keep Brother Ty in prayer. Amen. How many have a need tonight? Amen. Of God. Amen. Just say, Lord, I need something from you tonight. Amen. Amen. Let's ask Brother Simon if he'd come lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. Also with the tithes and the offerings.
Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another chance to gather, Lord God, together, Lord Jesus, Lord, under the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, we've all taken that name, Lord, as our headship, Lord Jesus, God, Lord, just striving, Lord, to be real Christians in this dark, Lord, dry hour, God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, give us more strength, God, Lord. May your spirit just rain upon us, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, Lord, we just want to rebuke any spirit, God, here that's contrary to your word, God, Lord. We just ask you just take control right now, God, Lord, and just drive it out,
yes,
God, Lord.
Lord.
We want to be free here tonight, God, yes. Lord, and to worship you, God, Lord. And Lord, open our ears, God, to hear what you'd have to speak to us tonight, God, Lord, so we can receive it, God, deep down into our hearts, God, Lord, Jesus, Lord. Give us grace to grow, God, in your stature of a perfect man, God, Lord. Bless service, Lord. Be with all the saints, God, Lord, and the prayer requests, God, Lord. And Lord, if any testimonies, God, Lord, Jesus, God, and we thank you for those things, God, Lord. And Lord, just bless the tithes and offerings, Lord. And Lord, we ask all these things in your precious name, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Just sing that song, Take Up Your Cross and Follow Jesus, amen. How many has a cross to bear, amen? Amen. Just take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know him. Count the cost. Take up your cross and follow him. Sing that again. Just take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know count the cost, take up your cross, and follow him. One more time, take it up. Just take up your cross, follow Jesus. Take up your cross, and every day, don't be ashamed to say that you know him. Count the cost and take up your cross and follow him. Amen. Let's give a little round of applause, saints. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Our sister Wendy has a song special. She has a testimony to give too. So.
God bless. Okay. I got a quick testimony. Actually, write it down so it won't be long. As in the Bible, 10 leopard was healed, 9 walk away without give him praises. I'm almost one of the 9. But God gave me grace, and he reminded me. So there was a bump on my head, but our Lord Jesus Christ has completely delivered me and healed me totally. I just want to give him thanks and praise him and give him glory. And for he's so faithful, I praise Lord God for looking after me when I'm weak, he's strong. So thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding blood for me. I'm so glad you changed me from what I used to be. I cannot go nowhere but to you, my Lord. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me from every sin. Thank you, Lord, for filling me with Holy Spirit. I'm so glad you choose me to be your bride. I don't want to serve Satan, but you, my Lord. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me from right and wrong. Thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes to see. I'm so glad you love me and chasten me. I want to love you, Lord, with all my heart. I love you, love you, love you with all my heart. I love you, love you. Think no evil thought. Thank you, Lord, for being so great to me. I love you, Jesus, with all I am. Thank you, Lord, for being my personal saving God. I want to seek you with all of my heart. Seek you, love you, that's what I want to do. May Lord God manifest in my life. I seek you, seek you, seek you with all my heart. I seek you, both day and night. Be with you always. It's all my heart's desire. Thank you, Lord God, for being real to me. Thank you, Lord God, for touching me. Thank you, Lord God, for loving and saving me. Amen.
Let's just stand and sing that song, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Aren't you glad he got a hold of your life? Amen. If we had a hold, we might let go, but he's a strong right hand, amen. He won't let go, amen.
Oh, and Jesus got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go. Oh, Jesus got into my heart, he got into my soul. Well, I used to be oh so sad, but now I'm feeling glad. Oh, Jesus got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go. Sing that again. Lord Jesus, Jesus got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go. Jesus, Jesus got into my heart, he got into my soul. Well, I used to be oh so sad, but now, now I'm feeling glad. Got a hold of my life. Amen. Why don't you greet your neighbor and tell him you're glad he got a hold of your life? Because Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Well, Jesus got into my heart, he got into my soul. Well, I used to be oh so sad, but now I'm feeling glad. Got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. One more time. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus got a hold of my life. Oh, Jesus got. Well, I used to be oh so sad, but now, and now I'm feeling glad. Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Sing that again. Jesus, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Well, Jesus, Jesus got into my heart, he got into my soul. Well, I used to be oh so sad, but now I'm feeling glad that Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. One more time. Lord Jesus, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Jesus got into my heart, he got into my soul. I used to be oh so sad, but now I'm feeling glad. Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. One more time. Jesus, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me. I'm so glad about it, saints. Thank God that Jesus got into my heart, he got into my soul. I used to be oh so sad, but now I'm feeling glad. Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't. Oh my Jesus. into my heart. He got into my soul. Well, I used to be oh so sad, but now I'm feeling glad that Jesus got a hold of my life. Well, Jesus got a hold of my life. Jesus got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go. Amen. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Just glad, so glad it ain't based on merits that he won't let us go. He's seen a perfect vision of us before the foundation of the world. Amen. Let's just sing that song. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Are you free tonight, amen? Are we free? By the blood of Jesus Christ, we are, amen. As our brother Cam prepares himself to come, let's just sing that song. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so that Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad. Hallelujah, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, and I'm on my way. Well, I'm on my way. Let's hear that victory. Victory. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, Satan had me bound, but Lord, now Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus set me free. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting, yes, Lord. Well, now I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting the victory. Glory. Oh, yes, Jesus. When I was a sinner, when I was a sinner, my Jesus set me free. Oh, when I was a sinner, Jesus set me free. Oh, when I was a sinner, Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Lord Jesus set me free. Now I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so that my Lord Jesus set me free. Oh, now I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Lord Jesus said, well, I'm on my way. I'll be shouting victory. Well, I'm on my way. I will be shouting the victory. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting the victory. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus said, so glad, and I'm so glad that he, Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm glad, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
His grace, there we go. All right? All right. So by the grace of God, we do appreciate the Lord allowing us to be here this evening. How's that? A little bit better? Praise God. A couple technical difficulties, but that's all right. Had to use an interpreter on last Sunday, so that was a little bit of a difficulty for me. That was the first time I did that. It's a real good time, though, by the grace of God. But anyway, we want to move into a little thought this evening. I do want to say belated birthday, Brother Jack. Amen. The elder of the church. You remember what your prophet said? He said, an elder is older. Brother Jack's not older. He's definitely not in the way he holds himself. So, but anyway, he had a birthday just a couple days ago, so we do want to thank God for that. Amen. So, amen. Now let's move into the Bible this evening. Let's go to Hebrews 10, verse 21. After that, we're going to go to John 11, 25. We had a title for this evening's sermon. We'd like to give it the thought or the title of Unwavering Faith. Amen. We'd like to maybe give it a topic of Be Certain of God. Amen. So we want to work with this a little bit this evening. Continue on with faith, still working in that direction. I've just got a lot of things I need faith for. Amen? Praise God. I believe when we look around, we say, I need faith for healing. I need faith for my family. I need faith for my friends, and I need faith for a rapture. Amen? So we realize how important that faith comes into play then. Now in Hebrews 10, verse 21, it says, "And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." Amen. Now let's move in our Bibles to John 11, 25. See how God puts us together this evening. I feel really good to be a Christian. Amen. I feel very good to know who I am. I'm a son of God. I believe we have sons and daughters of God within this church. And by the grace of God, we just are very, very thankful for God in choosing us. Amen. Now, in John 11, 25 here, very simply, it says, "Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, we love you this evening, God, and we thank you, Lord, for being such a great God, Lord. And Lord, we want to lose our minds, O God, and Lord, just allow the Spirit of God to so control our lives that, God, you could say what you want to say, God. You could allow us to do everything, O God, you'd have us to do right in tune with your will, God. We just ask tonight, Lord, that you touch the Word of God. May it be a blessing, O God, to those that hear it, Lord God. A blessing to those, O God, who pull on it, God. Those who want to hear the word, God. Lord, we don't want to mistake this for churchianity, God. We are part of Christianity, O God. We are Christians, O God, bought with a price, God. And we desire to serve you, Lord, with the best of our abilities this evening, God. We just ask, God, you'd quicken the word to us, God. May it speak to us like never before. And God, we just ask, God, you give us strength, God. And Lord, if we be tired, O God, allow energy to come to us, God. If we be tired, oh God, in mind, oh God, we pray, Lord, that you'd allow our mind, oh God, to move into the realm of the Word, God. That we just desire to be feeding upon that living Word that you've given us, God. We just pray, oh God, your Bible said that where the carcass is, there the eagles are gathered, God. Oh God, they're not gathered there to sit and just to not do anything, God, but they're there to eat, God. And God, we come here tonight and we want to eat, Lord God. We're hungry, God. Would you feed us, oh God? We just ask you to have your own way, Lord. As the bride says together in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Do too much preaching tonight because we need God to preach. Amen. Amen. I hope you don't have to do too much pulling. I hope you let the Holy Ghost pull. Amen. Amen. If we do that, we'll be all right now, won't we? So now notice by the grace of God, moving into this evening's sermon, that we're working with unwavering faith. How many know what it is to waver? How many know within themselves what it is to waver? Amen. Amen. I believe if we weren't hypocrites, we'd all be able to say, God, yes, that's me, God. At times I do waver. And by the grace of God, I believe, God, with all my heart that we're soon coming to an end where there'll be no more wavering in that faith. Amen. If we can realize the dispensation that we're living in, we realize the God we serve, that changes everything, right? So by the grace of God, this evening we want to look into wavering faith. And I pray that this will be a blessing to you, because here's my question to you. How many times do you wonder if God hears your prayer? How many times do you question if God really loves you because of what you see transpire through your desires? If you understand what I'm saying, you would pray for someone sick and nothing happens, and all of a sudden you begin to question why God doesn't hear you. Amen? You ask God for this, or you ask God for that, or you want God to do this, and God does not seem to move on the scene fast enough for you. And then you get into the place where you say, God, do you hear my prayer? Come on. Let's just be flat out honest with ourselves. There's a lot of us that are in that condition a lot more often than we'd like to be. But we'd like to get into this tonight just to show you that these things, they are for a reason. Because you see, God is not a God that just gives you everything. But God expects that when He gave you His Word, that you would be able to look at that Word, and in looking in that Word, you would fully believe what it says. Hallelujah. Because that book is the book of God Himself. That is the mind of God, what put on paper in your life. You don't have to wonder what it is. You don't have to wonder if it works. Because if you are a Christian and if you know who you are, then you will find yourself falling into this position where faith can take hold. How many be honest tonight and say, God, I want my faith to take hold? That's what I wanted to hear. So notice, as we look into this sermon, let's begin to waver. What does waver mean? To waver means to play or move to and fro. To move one way and the other. So to waver is actually, and I love how the commentator, I believe as Gill said, he said that to waver is to move in and out between faith and unbelief. So to waver is to not disbelieve, but it's not to believe either. You're caught in a place that you believe and then you don't believe. God can answer? Well, why hasn't He answered? Is He God? Yes, He's God. And you find yourself wavering, so we'd like to call it, because you do not have an absolute of what God has put in you as a substance. Remember, of course, as we jump into this, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the unseen. And remember, faith is in you. How is faith in you? Faith is in you, won by a seed. If that seed is in you, it will produce what that seed is meant to produce. And if it is a bride seed, it is made to produce rapturing faith, which is the pinnacle, which is the great place that you must be. All right? So we say, okay, I've got a seed of God. Then you are trying to tell me that you have a perfect faith that is unmoving, steadfast, unchangeable, unfazed by unbelief. And if it is not operating, then it is laying dormant inside of the seed within you. And how does it come out of the seed? Well, it must come out by the union with the Holy Ghost. That is the promise of this age. You must be born again. Amen. So now, let's look at this a little bit as we go to James 1:5. If I was to say, how many of you would see yourself as wise? Some of us would just rather not say that, because you know if you say that, then some people are going to be watching and seeing how wise you really are. We might find out that you ain't nothing but a wise cracker. Right? Now notice here in James 1:5, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, how many lack wisdom upon what they want to have? Wouldn't it be nice to be wise? You'd be able to judge a situation and be able to see what's good and what's bad. When God gave Solomon wisdom, he could discern which one was the mother of the child. And all he had to do was look at the emotion that would come from the mother. Because the wisdom of that man said that the mother would never want its child to die. It would rather suffer the loss of having the baby in someone else's hands than to see the child cut in half. Amen. Amen. That's wisdom. If any of you lack it. He says, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. So he said in his word a promise to you that if you ask for wisdom, He'll give it to you. Upbraideth not. He will not rebuke you about it. Amen. He's not going to tear your hide up about it. He wants to make you wise. Amen. You know what the Bible says? He wants to make you wise unto salvation. So notice here he says, and it shall be given him.
It shall be. Now look at what kind of faith Paul has. Paul's not in a guessing game if God will give believers outside of himself something. Isn't that amazing? He's not wondering if God can give, yeah, people who aren't the church age messenger. You know, sisters, you know, mothers, young children, brothers. He's not wondering if God is his ability can give to you that which you desire. It's that simple. If you believe it, he'll give it to you. If you believe it. So now let's move here. He says, sixth verse, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. If you want something from God, you have to ask in a complete, perfect faith. Notice the Bible says nothing wavering. That means that when you ask for it, you're going to get it. And the reason why you ask is because you knew it was yours. Remember your prophet, he said, don't ask God for little things. He said, ask God for great things. You say amen. But Jesus Christ said all things are possible if you believe it. So let's look at this just a little bit here. Now, Believest Thou This, 1951. He says here, he's talking about Zacharias and his wife here. He said they'd been married for many years, growing old in age. They'd prayed earnestly for children. God seemed to not answer their prayer. But they're serving the Lord a devout life. Now, there's where many people make an error. They pray for things, and because God don't give it to them in a few minutes, they think that they're not going to get it. See? If you ask for anything, don't waver. Believe you receive it, ye shall have it. Live right, do right, and believe you're going to get it. And God's faithful who has promised. Now, do you understand? We're moving into the unwritten word here. God sent you a prophet, and that prophet could see Zacharias and Elizabeth, his desire. They always wanted a child. They always prayed for a child. And they never gave up. And because they didn't give up, God had to give it to them. And they had to wait just like Abraham did. And you show me where God told them they were going to have it. They just believed it. But you see what it is? We are the type of people that we must have instant gratification or we just give up. Amen. And you see, that is the biggest problem that many of us face is that we just don't believe. We don't have any faith. You sit there and you wrestle in and out. You say, oh, the brother just prayed for me. Oh, I guess I'm not going to get it. I don't feel nothing. Well, you see, you come up with the wrong motive and objective. Because if you had the right motive, the right objective, you would believe it whether you feel it or not. Remember Hannah, the scripture does not say an anointing fell. It does not say that Eli prophesied, thus saith the Lord. Eli just said, go have what you want. Amen. She took that as the golden rule, and she said, this is faith, it is mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You have to understand, I'm going to be getting something here very quickly here, but you have to understand who you are. Because if you knew who you are, you would realize the ability that you have. You know, isn't that interesting? When we're growing up, we find out if we're good at sports or not. We find out if we're good at math or not. We find out if we're good at obeying our parents. But you literally, you test things, you try things, and you see how things went. Now you're finding out if you're a good parent. But we're all that, aren't we? But you see, by reason of exercise, have come to find your strengths and your weakness. But if you are the bride of Jesus Christ, you have been given a faith to move mountains. You have been given a promise word that tells you your strength. Don't you get it? Whatever comes out of you that you can line with the Word of God, that is your strength. But I might have to wait for it. That is your strength. When are you expecting your faith to kick in? When are you expecting to find out who you are? Are you waiting for that? Are you waiting for some special service or some special preacher? Or will you just come to the place and say, I am a son of God. I don't care how crazy this is. I believe it. Because something inside of me will not be settled with anything less than what that is. So what is your strength? What is the bride's strength? The bride's strength is faith which worketh by love. Because why? The capstone is joining to the body. It's coming together in 20 years, in 50 years. I ain't talking like that anymore. I know this is the end time. So, look at how powerful this is. In finishing James, in the 6th verse, James 1:6, he says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. You cannot accept unbelief. Anything that tells you it's not yours, that is your flesh, that is the devil trying to work you. These things cometh not from God. Do you think that God blessed you with unbelief? He blessed you with the ability to be tested to show what you really are so you wouldn't have to wonder about it. We expect to just get to a rapture and all of a sudden, boom, it's there. But when he wrote this book, he gave you the simplest of promises, even to the people without the Holy Ghost. So they could be identified with this word. Okay? So notice, back in the 6th verse, says, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. If you are wavering, now, this is not unbelief. Unbelief is just tossed. It's just beaten. It's just sitting there. Remember, it's just like Brother Branham typed a revival. He said when the winds come, the storms come, and they come upon the lake, they said it actually is a benefit to that lake because it actually breaks up all the trash and gets the trash up out of the lake. Amen? It cleans it out. And so God is with you. He allows these things to come upon you, the winds, the waves. But you have to be driven, determined to not be weak, but to be strong in faith. He who called you, he's with you, even in you. How can we not believe? So now, think about all the things you've been wanting in your life. And you just leave it there. Because you know what? You have come to a place in your experience that you say, okay, God, I'm just going to put that on the shelf. You know, the only time that the prophet ever said to put something on the shelf is when you're trying to figure something out. Right? Now, if God put that substance already in you, it's in you. Things hoped for. The things in you that you hope for, you are able to place an undisturbed faith on that. Come up here and say, God, pray for me, brother. I want God to do this and that and that, and God, I want to do this. Take it. You mean that God could anoint you to come up here in front of everybody with a specific need, a specific desire, and God didn't want you to have that? What kind of God do you serve? Do you think that God's trying to trick you on the things he wants you to have? Seventh verse, he says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. What? One that wavers, goes back and forth. Don't think you're going to get anything from God. Makes you start wondering now, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, one of these nights. But you see what I'm saying? Because I'll tell you right now, much more of my prayers are not answered than the ones that are. We're in a drought. We're in a drought. It's dry. Faith is hard to come by now. But you see, just like with Shamgar, something has to come forth at some time. And I know when God inspires me for something, I have to do it. If God inspires you, what do? Just lay down on it? Or do you pick up and say, that's my God-given right? So Shamgar did. Shamgar said, I planted it, I harvested it, and now they want it, but it's not theirs, it's mine. God gave the field to me. God gave the ability to plant it, to what? To harvest it, and to protect it. All he needed was Knox Goad. Praise God. Are we moving with faith yet? Still feel a little wavering? I want you to do this tonight. Even as I'm speaking to you, I want you to start running the promises of God through your mind.
Amen, brother.
Greater than these shall you do. All things are possible. Now remember, I've preached this before. I've said this, and I don't know. Do you realize that God made all his promises in this word vague? He made them vague so that you could have anything. God just didn't put it in there and say, only those who have cancer can be healed. But he said, if you believe, whatsoever you desire, it's yours. Oh, you know what I say? Thank God for a vague God. Because you know what? That means that God is willing to extend himself to whatever need and direction that you have.
Amen.
Praise God!
Amen.
So notice this in the 8th verse, finishing off this so we can move on. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you notice, now notice how this branches out. So one that wavers is unstable. It means you are not grounded right. Which means, now notice, it leaves faith here and it moves into every avenue of your life. Not just his faith ways, but in all his ways. So, how do you know if you have a wavering faith? Well, just look at the rest of your life. You don't have the prayer life you want. It's unstable. You don't have the study life you want. It's unstable. I'm not talking about some sort of a discipline. I'm talking about a satisfaction with the relationship you have with God. God brought this to me the other day when Brother Sam was talking to me, and it just started rolling out of me. And Brother Sam's like, oh, my Lord, that's powerful. But do you realize that even a husband and a wife relationship, that you do not have a set talk time every day? You do not have a set time limit that you must express. That's not what we do. We adjust to the things that happen in our life. So whether me and my wife get an hour of time or 20 minutes of time, that doesn't mean that she loves me any less. That doesn't mean we don't have a relationship. Because you know why? If you are in love with your spouse, then there is something that when you are shortchanged on your time, you will want to make that up somewhere. Some of you have been married. You know what I'm talking about. Well, I ain't seen my wife all week long. I ain't seen my husband all week long. You know what you're yearning for? You want to spend time with your spouse. Well, I got one or two amens, that's right. I know you mushy brothers. Yeah, love you, W, aren't you? You know what? You should crave to spend time with your wife. I ain't talking every day, all day long, because you know what? Your relationship with God is even higher than that. But you see, just because there's not the ability for consistency in that department, it does not take away from the relationship that we have. It doesn't take away that I know that that woman was pulled out of me, and that she is part of me. When God made Julia Newmar, that was part of Cam Smith. That was my feminine attribute that was made known in its season. That doesn't separate that. I know that. That's my wife. You guys need to start having date night in the church or what? Some of your brothers are like. Now, so notice this. Wavering is a state of mind. It's a state of unbelief. It's a place that you get that you just become. It affects every avenue of your life. You don't know if you're going to live or die or what's going to go on. You're just tossed and driven like the Bible says. That wave is just, when that wind's really hitting it, you ever see that? Where literally it'll just take pieces of it off of it. It'll just be slamming back and forth against itself. It's defeated. It is owned. Okay, let me get away from there. So now, let me take you here. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, in 1960. Notice this prayer that Brother Branham makes here. This is pretty powerful. He says, Lord, no longer will I wait for some kind of a sign or something to tell me certain things or whether this person's going to be well. I'll go to meet the enemy with faith in my own heart. Remember what I told you? Brother Branham said, he said those visions made him weaker. His faith was made weaker because of them. Remember, he called it a direct positive. So notice here. He says, now notice what he's saying here. He's saying that God has always showed me everything to do and when to do it. And he's saying here, I'm not satisfied with that. I'm not a very good Christian because God tells me everything I have to do. I don't have a very good faith like I want. Oh, if I only had a vision. You have the greatest thing God could give you. This is amazing. So notice here, the prophet says, I'll go to challenge him against the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Christ, he cannot stand. So he says, I'm going to stand by faith, and what comes to me, I'm going to fight the devil, and he's not going to be able to win. Without vision. Without the hand. But just by faith. He can't stand because of the blood of Jesus Christ. How did the prophet overcome? It was by gift. No. He overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ. You overcome by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now notice this. Now if all these things have been right, which has been proven to be right, so will you heal the sick when I pray for them. After I have a vision. No, he says when I pray for them. Notice, he says, Lord, it's your word, it's your promise. You see what he's wanting to do? He's wanting to pull away from gift and just move into a realm of believing the word for what it says. Amen. I don't need a return ministry. You got faith, church. You can watch the unbelievable happen. Amen. What is your fulfillment? What is your scriptural fulfillment? Have you ever heard of a mountain being moved? Who moved the mountain? Never heard of that, have you? Church, do you realize what you have in capability? You are capable. Remember what your prophet said? He says, things are coming now. He said, you'll see and do things that you've never even heard or seen before. Where are you? Is this you? And then how do you become it? I like how the prophet said, he said, a God that hears prayer is a God that answers prayer. So if you know God hears your prayer, you know God can answer your prayer. But in one place he says, when God doesn't answer your prayer, it's because you're out of fellowship. Right? Just like you with a spouse or with God Himself. When you don't spend any time with them, if you keep on with that habit, it will destroy the relationship. Absolutely. In the pipe trades, they call the pipe trades the divorce trade. Because they go to the refineries and they work 7-12s every day all year long sometimes. And then they find out, next thing you know, they're getting a divorce. And they can't figure out why. Well, I'll tell you why. 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. The divorce trade. You have chosen money instead of the things that matter to you. So now, notice this in picking up here. He says, it's your word, it's your promise. This is I desire to do. Help thou my unbelief. 1960. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people saved, healed, visions galore. Help thou my unbelief. That's not supposed to make you say you're small. That's supposed to make you say that He's just like you. So the things that He can do, you can do. The things that they did in the Bible, you can do those. If Paul did it, you can. If Barnabas, if Philip, if any of them do anything, you have the ability. So notice this, help thou my unbelief, forgive my sins, Lord, of disobeying you. I did not know what else to do. Oh, Lord Jesus, let's jump down. Notice what he says in 208. He says, but Lord, I'm getting tired, tramping around over this same ground. Are you getting sick and tired, church? Of tramping over the same ground. You feel like you're doing the same thing. You're caught in the same rut. God's still not answering your prayer. Oh boy, I just want to be bride. And God, you're going to make me one or the other. I know you are, God. Yeah, I know you're real. I know you are. And here, he says this in 1960. He says, like I said last night, 40 years in the wilderness, back and forth, back and forth. God blessing, yes. Raising sheep and children, whatever more. You know you're blessed, church. And flocks and herds and all more. God, you've blessed them. But one day you said you've been on this mountain long enough. Oh, go on up north towards Jordan. God, I'm starting this morning. I'm leaving these signposts because it's pointing towards a better land. He just got done talking how he wanted to be in faith more than he wanted the signs to do everything for him. Notice this. I'm leaving these signposts because it's pointing towards a better land. I may stumble. I may go through the Amalekites, I may go through the Hittites, through the Canaanites. I may have to pass through my own criticizing. Why are you doing this? Why? Why are you acting like God's going to do this? Why are you still waiting for this promise? That's what he's talking about. Why are you acting like this person can be saved? Why are you acting like God's going to heal you still? Why is my wife acting for 4 years like God's still going to heal her? Why have you been acting the way you've been acting, putting faith in something that has not materialized? And you criticize yourself. I might have to go through my own criticizing. He didn't say the devil was. He said his brother was. Himself. He had to conquer himself. Now, what is he talking about here? He's talking about just like in Moses' day where they went to and fro around the mountain, tossed to and fro, just in a wilderness. Not believing. And he's comparing this to his relationship and his spiritual status. Not like this. He says, Lord, I'll keep moving on. And I know there's a land yonder somewhere. He hadn't found it yet. There's somewhere, some condition. This is why I've been wanting to hear this. Some condition, some place we can get to where you'll answer prayer. And he says, and whatever we ask will be granted, not even cancer will stand before the prayer. I know that to be the truth. That I believe and wait for, Lord. I commit myself to thee this morning for your service in the name of Jesus Christ. Has something moved in your own life that there says there must be a higher place? There must be a condition that I can reach where God will hear my prayer. Not just hear it, but He'll answer it. And He'll answer every desire that I have. This is the honest heart's cry of my individual walk. I pray you're at the same place you should be. But how can you make God get you to a place that He hears your prayers? And has God been hearing your prayers? Well, that's the thing. Do you look at your condition and say, I've been wavering? You take every single thing that God brings to you, any hope, and you put it right there and say, I believe that. I'm not staggering. I'm not moving. That's it. Somebody tells you, they say, yep, you're crazy. What do you do? What do you do? My dog died Sunday. My boo-boo. You know what? It's really hard for me. I cried. You know what? I dug him up. I believe God's going to raise him. My son woke up the next morning. He told my wife, he said, Mommy, he said, I'm going to get a shovel. He said, we got to go dig Bear up. Jesus is going to raise him up. I looked at that. I said, oh, my Lord Jesus, look at me just accepting whatever comes my way. And here a little three-year-old wakes up the first thing in the morning knowing his dog's dead. He says, Mom, let's go dig him up. Jesus is going to heal him. I looked at that. I said, oh, my Lord Jesus. You know what Brother Branham said? He said, seldom does God not answer a child's prayer. He said he's seldom seen God not answer a child's prayer. Look at that faith. We got home. I got home, and he walked right up to me with a shovel. He said, Daddy, let's go dig Bear Bear up. He said, God's going to bring him out. I'm sitting here. I'm like, what's going on here? I think in my head, I'm like, he's buried. But in my heart, I said, I don't want my dog to die. So we go dig him up. We go pray for him. Nothing happens. I say, oh no, now what? I see flies landing on him. What now? I don't know. So we put something over him. We left the grave open. And the whole night, I said, Lord, you're going to bring the dog back. I believe it. I can't. How can I look at a faith like that? Amen. Remember, your prophet said that you need to have childlike faith like that. Amen. Something's got to move you into a higher realm. There is a condition. There is a place. But you have to find yourself there. So you know what we did? He died Saturday night, Sunday morning. Last night, starting to stink. So I went and buried him. When I had all the way up to his head, like right here, this was the only thing open. Because I couldn't do it. Something was not letting me do it. My boy put faith in it. And God can do it. I know God can do it. I got him down to faith. Here comes Benaiah and walks up on a dirt pile and looks at me. Says, Daddy, what are you doing? Bear Bear's going to get out of the dirt. I said, Benaiah. I said, if God wants Bear Bear out of the dirt, Bear Bear can, God can raise him up and he can just come right out of the dirt. So Benaiah looks at me. He's like, kind of walks off. He goes in the house. They go to bed. And I go and I start looking at some quotes. And I'm sitting here and I'm just getting ate up. So 10:30 at night, I go dig the dog up again. Because God is able. God is able to raise these stones to worship him. It's that child's desire that the dog lives. It's my desire. And if you agree, two or more agree in touching anything, God can do it. Hallelujah. We have to believe. I don't care if that dog sits there for a week. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? What if I told you? My dog, he died 3 days, 4 days ago almost. He's still on the ground. You look at me like I'm crazy. He's coming back. Right. Should have seen what I told my boss today. But you see, I don't care. I'm tired of this condition. I'm tired of this place. Amen. I know I've tried to get rid of that dog 50 times and nobody ever wants him. He can't die. And all of a sudden it just happens like that. You see, church? It comes down What are you willing to do? But he's dead. It's just a dog. Well, what about the dogs in your life? Spiritual and natural. The things in you, in your realm, that are sitting there. And you won't put any faith on it. You know what? Abraham allowed to try to bring the promise the promise across in a different way. And it cost him. But God still brought the promise. Because he believed. You have to believe. You know what I want? I want a bunch of crazy people in here. I want you to put God on the scene. You know what? Just sit there and believe it. The devil's going to come. And you just keep on saying, I don't know how he's going to do it. Because you know how the devil fights you? He tries to get you to figure it out. Which separates you from the child. The child just goes over there and says he's getting out of the dirt. Take your mountain. Amen. Notice this. Be certain of God, 59. He says, E35 said, maybe that's the way it is with you tonight. You don't know just why you are sick. You don't know just why. What about this? But maybe it's a blessing in disguise. It looks like a gloomy, dark end for you. But it may be the angel's wings beating together. You see how you're supposed to look at things. Now, this is what I want you to catch. He says, if you're only certain of God. Now, I'm going to explain this because I don't know if you're catching one. I feel like the Lord has really put it on my heart. If you're only certain of God, you're sure that God heals the sick. He said, now realize, you are in a flesh here. You are in a condition spiritually right now. But notice how it's said here, if you're only certain of God. Meaning what? I can't trust this. This might get sick. I can't trust this because this isn't always right. And if it comes from ourselves, it's never right. But notice, if you're only certain in God, you are only to be certain in one thing, not your ability, not on someone else's ability, but you're only supposed to be certain in God. Do you realize what that is? That's when you're moving into the realm that when you pray, it's Jesus literally praying through you. Because if the only thing you recognize is God, then it can only move through the realm of God, which is perfection. Notice, if you're only certain of God, you're sure that God heals the sick. If you are certain that God is God and God is in your life, and that you're part of God, you would be absolutely certain tonight that God will heal you. If you know and are certain of God. If you're sure that God still pours out the Holy Ghost upon His people, then take His promise and hold onto it until God answers. He sure will answer prayer. Do you understand how simple this is? All you have to do is believe. You are never commanded to figure anything out. You're only commanded to be certain that what? That the hope that's coming from you is coming from God. Church, your faith has to move into a condition. You have to move to a different place. It's time to quit wavering with things and just take God at His word. If He promised it, He is able to fulfill it. Amen. Accept it, water it, and hold on to it. Because this is what happens. God puts you in the place where He forces you to prove that you're certain God is God and God wrote His word and God is obligated to His word. You take His promise and hold on to it until God answers. What's His promise? His promise is whatever desire that He's put upon your heart. When you take it back to the Word and you line it right up there, you say, that's the will of God. What do you got to do? Hold on to it. Don't waver. Don't question it. Know who you are. And know that He is real. What do you think is going to usher this rapture in? A bunch of people believing His word. That's the only way to get this rapture to happen. Because if salvation and healing are the first principles of this religion, you have to have them first before you can get to the rapture. Amen. There ain't no skipping grounds. Right. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Question answers on Hebrews 57. He says, but now here, God will answer prayer if you'll forget it's William Branham. If you'll forget it's William Branham has anything to do in it, into it, only just one to stand and pray for you. It's Jesus Christ that already did what you've asked to do. If you'll believe it, see, it isn't anything to do. I have nothing to do with it, just a witness. But you know what? It comes back down to you. Your faith in this word. Why do you think Brother Branham told him that? Because I'll be honest with you. If their faith was based upon a person and not Christ, then that is a shaky foundation. And you can lose that. As soon as a sensation, as soon as the man's gone, what? You don't have any faith because your faith was never in Christ. It was in a man. Amen. One more. I'm going to do a little bit more, and that's about it. God's provided a way for this day, 64, 55. It says, come with determination. Come that you're going to stay there till it's over. You believe? Do you believe? Come on, message people. Come on, believers. Do you believe? Come that you're going to stay till it's over. Stay there till God answers and vindicates. A man that believes in God can see the presence of God, feel the presence of God, sense the presence of God, and knows he's here. He is here to answer everything that he made promise for in this day. Then cry till you get it. Hold on to it. Don't leave. If you have to stay day and night, God don't want his children to listen to intellectual speeches. He wants them to cry out to it till the promise is vindicated. If you sense there's a God, if you can feel there's a God, if you know he's God, stay there. Grab it. Take it. And hold it. Set your face like a flint. Devil, take your hands off. You might as well quit fighting. This one's mine. About how this works. Hebrews 10:14, or maybe a couple of minutes, not more. Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by one offering ye have perfected forever them that are sanctified." One offering. No new offerings need be made. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, wait a minute, who's a witness? The Holy Ghost is a witness that you're free? Amen. Looks like we need to figure out if we have the Holy Ghost. Because if you have him, he should witness that one sacrifice was good enough for you.
Amen.
Notice what he says here. Let's just move down to 17 verse. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. What does God remember about you? What does this mean? Does God remember your sins and iniquities? So what's the issue? You have to have the witness. Because the witness tells you that you're free. See why the prophet said when you're wavering, you're out of fellowship? You're out of fellowship with the Holy Ghost. He's not telling you you're free. And it's the key to everything. Now notice this. Now, where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. If God remitted it, it's gone.
Amen.
It's gone.
Yes,
well, tell me, when did Christ die for your sins? For the foundation of the world? When were you determined to be a son of God? For the foundation of the world. So the only thing you're lacking is what? Revelation. But you see why the Holy Ghost, if you have God come inside of you, it makes you as free as God is. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Boldness to enter. You're packing the blood of God. What? Not the chemistry, but the life. You're packing the life. How are you entering into? How are you entering into faith? The Holy Ghost must give witness of his presence. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us. He's consecrated it for you. Now, I always got, you know, you can get in a place and say, well, I don't need to fast. I don't need to do this. Well, no, because if the Holy Ghost is in you, he'll have you do that because he is your consecration. He lets you know how to keep him strong. The key is not keeping you strong. The key is keeping Christ strong. You have to allow him to let you know when to fast, let you know when to pray, let you know when to do all these things. He consecrated it. Through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Now, wait a minute. What did he just say? He said, having a high priest over the house of God. Are you the high priest? Who's the high priest? He said, if you have the high priest, you can draw in with full assurance of faith. Full assurance. No questions. If you realize that you are covered. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. All that hatred, all that anger is passed out. It's no longer there. You see? We should be able to tell when someone receives the Holy Ghost because they don't act like they used to act. And our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without waver. Notice profession. That is a verbal to profess. You can't be scared of what God has given you. It doesn't matter how crazy it looks. Remember John Ryan? He went up three times for prayer. He was blind. And what the prophet said, when he come up again, he said, no. He said, you might not be healed now. God already healed you. You just have to go take it by faith and he'll give it to you. Amen. So your prophet said, because he sold papers, he went back out and he started throwing papers or started selling papers again. He said, extra, extra, read all about it. He said, God has healed my eyes. He held fast to a profession. Remember how the prophet said he was up in the barber. And the barber got a hold of him, starting to mock him because he said he was healed. And he hadn't been healed yet. Well, he had been healed, but he hadn't seen the results yet. So what happened? So he's making fun of him. All of a sudden, God opens his eyes up. Out the door he runs. Let us hold fast our profession. Is faith afraid to say something is so when you can't see that so? No, because faith is the evidence that it is there. Oh, I don't care how crazy you think I am. I believe it. You better believe it. Amen. You better believe who you are. Amen. You know, that's, as we close, that is the most powerful thing about Lazarus is that Christ, he was told that he was sick. And he just let it go on for a reason. And he said the reason was so that he could show them what he could do, that they might believe. The scripture said he was in the grave over 4 days. He had been in the grave for 4 days. They rolled back the stone and it stunk. You know what your prophet said? He said the stench was so bad. He said when they opened it up, he said, Christ stooped back like that. because the smell was so bad. And then he said he stooped his shoulders back up. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. I love it because your prophet said the skin worms were already in him. He said his nose was already sunk in. He said the human nose sinks in within 4 days of death. That's what he said. But look at the approach of Martha. She said, I know that God will give you anything you ask for. Wait a minute. God would give Jesus anything he asked for. So if I got Jesus in me, amen, I have to go through Jesus and Jesus will give me whatever I ask for. Right. If it's my desire and he's there and it aligns with his will, he gave a prophet squirrels. That don't make sense to me, but to them it does. I don't care about honey. I don't care about squirrels. But there's something that I do care about, and God will give it to me in my time. God would have never told me to speak squirrels into existence because I don't care about squirrels. So God uniquely works in design with the very unique desires you have. And he'll bring it to pass if you're a son or daughter of God. Why are you saying if? I know you should be saying that. You should be saying, I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. You know what? I'm going to start talking like a son and daughter of God. I don't care if these message people look at me doing stuff and say, you're crazy. I believe. God didn't say if you're in a message you're going to make it. He said if you're in Christ you're going to make it. Let's stand. We serve a God that defies all obstacles. The chemistry, the makeup of this earth does not affect what he can do. He does whatever he wants to do when he wants to do it. You have been promised and prophesied that you will do things like no other group has ever seen before. Greater works will you do. And you're afraid to take God at a promise that he'll heal a toothache. Don't you know what you've been made for? Let's take that toothache on next time. Let's take that headache on next time. And let's stand right there and say, I'm free, God. Amen. If you've got faith, on, or are you still going to waver? Well, I'm not prayed up. Just get it right with God. When he was in the meetings, he didn't say, go pray up first. He said, get everything right. He said, remember what he said? In the prayer line, he said, if you're in the prayer line, you got sin in your life, he said, go back to your seat and make it right and then come back and get back in line. He didn't say that the line's going to be there for 5 days. Just that fast. Amen. Go to your seat. God, forgive me. Come back. And you'll have what you ask for. Amen. Are we believers or not? How many would like to say, God, I've wavered way too much on my faith. God, I want to take you at your word. You said I have to believe the promise, God. And that promise was made vague, only that you would answer so that whatever hope you put in me, God, that lined up with your will, God, I could have that. Are you willing to take God at his word? Will you stand? Will you stand for this word? It's time. How much longer do you have to wait? God can transform your life right now if you believe it. Don't say, God, I want a greater walk in the Holy Ghost. And come up here and say, I don't feel nothing. No, you had a call from God to receive more Holy Ghost than what you have. You walk back to your seat and say, I'm getting more Holy Ghost. I've got more. It has already been spoke, potentially done. And even though I didn't feel it, I will see the results. You go a week and you still ain't seeing a big difference in your life. Say, oh, it's already done. Hallelujah. Why do you think that you're peculiar? Because you can believe. You are made to hold on. How many like to say, God, there's some things that I want to take you at your word, Lord. I'm tired of this condition, Lord. I'm tired of being in this same place, God. I'm tired of wavering, God. I want my faith to go higher, God. Lord, I have need of this, Lord. I'm sick and tired of being on this ground, God. Take me higher, Lord. Amen. Do you believe God will do it for you? The faith of a mustard seed, that's all you need. The smallest seed there is. If you just have that faith, don't try to work something up. Just say it like a child and say, I believe it, God. I believe it. Would you pray to him now? I'm going to pray to you. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God. God, I don't want to understand it, God. I don't want to try to figure it out, God. I just want to take it by faith, God, and receive, oh God, the things that you've promised, God. And we as a believing group, God, we want to stand on these promises, God. We want to believe, oh God, that all these little inspirations you've given us are here to come forth and be vindicated and to make known that sales in this season, God, so that this world might know that you are alive, God. Our motive, our objective is that you might be made known, God. I'm tired of people saying Jesus isn't real. I'm tired of people saying that this message is wrong. God, I want to put you on the scene, God. It's your word, Lord. My motive is that you show this world you're real. Hallelujah. God, I want you to be real to me, God. Oh, God, not just to do miracles, God, but God, I want you to transform my relationship with you, God. Oh, God, give me a faith in that relationship, God. Let a love come forth that's greater than it ever has been, God. Lord, I pray it, oh God, touch everyone in this service, God. Give them faith, Lord. All that hear this message, work on their lives, God. Lord, we don't need, oh God, any special gift or something to show us we're sons and daughters of God. We need to accept this word by faith, God. What it says we are, what it says we can do, what it says we are as far as we're free, God, this we are, and we can have this Holy Ghost. God, I accept it right now, Lord. I accept it as a pastor of this church, God, for this church. God, you promised, Lord. You gave this church so many promises, God. God, I stand on them right now, God. Say, I believe, God. I believe, Lord. God, make known thy word, Lord. Bring it to pass, God. Let our faith not waver. God, I'm tired of teeter-tottering. I'm tired of wondering, God. I just want to believe it, whether you'll answer in 5 seconds or 5 years, God. 25, Lord. I want to stand by your word. God, take us higher, Lord, we pray. Lord, I believe you'll do it, Lord, now in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. If you have need of prayer, I'd be happy to pray with you tonight. If you're willing to say you believe, God will answer your prayer now. If you believe. Let's sing that song, Lord, I believe in you. I'll always believe in you. Let's take God at his word, because we find, church, that we're needy people. God gave us needs so that he might express himself through those, for those. When we go to pray for our brother, pray for him. Believe by faith that God will answer his prayer, that God will answer your prayer. We're in a body, a group together. We're here to fight this thing out, church. Let's just sing that song, Lord, I Believe in You. And Lord, I believe in You. I'll always believe in You. Hallelujah. And though I can't see You with my eyes, deep in my heart, Your presence I'll find.
In You, and though I can't see You with my eyes, deep in my heart, Your presence I'll find. Oh Lord, I believe in You. I'll always put my trust in You. Just let this whole world say what they may. No one can take this joy away. Lord, I believe. And Lord, I believe in You. Just though I can't see You with my eyes, deep in my heart, Your presence I'll find. Oh Lord, I believe in You. I'll always put my trust in You. Just let this whole world say what they may. Oh, no one can take this joy away. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe in You. Oh, and Lord, I believe in You. You with my eyes, deep in my heart, Your presence I'll find. Oh Lord, I believe in You. I'll always put my trust in You. Just let this whole world what they may. Oh, no one can take this joy away. Lord, I believe. One more time, Lord, I believe. And Lord, I believe in You. I'll always believe in You. Oh, and though I can't see, oh, You with my eyes, deep in my heart, Your presence I'll find. Oh, Lord, I believe in You. I'll always put my trust in You. Oh, let this whole world
make. No one can take this joy away. Lord, I believe. And the anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. Oh, and I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Sing that again. The anchor holds. And the anchor holds. Though the ship is battered, the anchor though the sails are torn, and I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. Sing that again. The anchor holds. Oh, the anchor holds. Oh, though the ship is battered, your anchor holds, Lord. The anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, and I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen. Oh, and I as I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I have fallen on my knees. Oh, and I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, the anchor holds. Oh, in spite of the storm. Sing a song when I think about the Lord, amen. And when I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me unto the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and solid ground. Oh Lord, it may wanna shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me unto the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my faith on solid ground. Oh my Lord, it makes me want to shout hallelujah. I thank Jesus, oh Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the. Oh my Lord, it makes me want to shout hallelujah. We thank you, oh Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Makes me want to shout when I think about the Lord. And when I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord and how he picked me up and he turned me around, how he placed my faith on solid ground. Oh my Lord, it makes me want to shout, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, the honor, and all the praise. It makes me want to shout.
Hey, let's give the Lord a round of applause. Song, bless the Lord, O my soul, 10,000 reasons, amen.
And bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worships his holy name. I'll sing like never before. before. Oh, my soul worships his holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. When it comes and bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worships his holy name. I'll sing like never before, oh my soul, worships his holy name. Lord, you're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Let it find and bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul worshiped his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul worshiped his holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, soon my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worships your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing that again, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, yes, oh my soul, worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Oh, I will worship his holy name. Oh, I will worship his holy name.